Okay. Welcome to the show tonight. Coming at you live, Mark Anderson, American Free Press editor, keeping this American Free Press hour each weeknight, most weeknights live. For the time being, it's becoming more of a steady thing, more or less. And it was formerly the Mike Piper Show. He moved on to a different network and arrangement. And American Free Press via moi is continuing to get the news out there. And RBN is a partner in that. And I have always lots of things to reflect on, lots of things to consider. Always want to take your calls, see what the latest is on your mind. And tonight I'm going to focus a little bit on 9/11 as we go into what will become, what is the 10th year since that terrible event. On the 10th year anniversary, I'll be talking about some aspects of American Free Press coverage that go in tandem with this 10th year since that dark Tuesday. And I'd love to take your calls on any aspects of 9/11. It's more or less an open format each night I'm on here, but I'd especially be interested, that is, in calls on 9/11. And it could be about the Pentagon, Shanksville, of course the Twin Towers. I've contended both on the air and in the paper that the Twin Towers tend to get an inordinate amount of coverage, and it tends to overshadow the Pentagon, and especially the Pentagon is arguably just as, if not more important to study than the Twin Towers. Yes, the loss of life wasn't as great, but it's truly amazing that the military's own command center was attacked, if you want to use the word attacked in the strict sense or kind of a loose sense, is kind of your judgment call. And then Shanksville, of course, the anomalies are many, many, many. And so your calls on that tonight would be most welcome. I'll be offering some reflections on that, as well as on the NAFTA superhighway, electronic voting fraud, and things of that nature, many of which have a lot of roots in Texas. There's a lot of good activists, a lot of good people out there in this great state where this RBN is based that are doing yeoman's work, really, on this. I've had a lot of them on this show and in the pages of AFP, Vicky Karp, Karen Rennick, and many others. And they'll be on before long on this show during the week to give more detail on the things I'll just touch on tonight. And it covers a wide gamut of things that are so dearly important for the freedom movement to seek out the barriers to freedom and knock them down one by one. Freedom's out there. We've just been blocked from reaching it and holding on to it. And the roadblocks between us and freedom need to be identified, assessed, scrutinized, whatever you want to say, understood, and then removed strand by strand, brick by brick, one by one. And so it's an ongoing, never-ending challenge that we do, and then we pass on to the next generation. You don't always see the results you want to see right at first. Sometimes you have no idea what impact just a small action can have. But every stone creates a ripple. Don't forget that. And so I'll be touching on a lot of these issues, 9/11 being the predominant. Figuring out how we can arrive at realistic solutions whenever we can. They're not always readily apparent and certainly not always readily at hand, but it's important we always think about solutions, not simply running for the hills, end games, end times. Although we do look at the future with a lot of dire thoughts, it's very easy to do. We shall not despair. And we'll be right back after these messages with many of those topics and your calls. Stay tuned.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Illusion.
Oh,
Returning to the air on this fine evening, January 18, 2011. A couple of technical difficulties to deal with, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your ever-present host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press, whether it's rebroadcast or live, trying to keep a steady AFP presence on here. And as noted before the break and a little bit of technical problems, kind of focusing on 9/11 tonight, though some other issues, electronic vote fraud, Trans-Texas Corridor, NAFTA, Super Slab, all that, is coming into play. At any rate, referring to something that American Free Press ran last September, a special edition we put out at the 9-year anniversary of 9/11, I noted in a column that I wrote then to kind of launch our ongoing probe as we go into the 10th year since that event. I wrote then, and I think it's just holds so true, that Americans are going to be treated to an intense dosage of propaganda as we get into the 10th year to try and hardwire the official 9/11 story deeper into the minds of the masses. As I wrote back then, this is the way it works with all false flag operations. The people are told what reality is by those who claim the mantle to define it. If we say that downed commercial airliners leave wreckage and therefore the Shanksville, Pennsylvania 9/11 crime scene devoid of wreckage cannot be true, the media and government ministers will forbid such heresy, for physical laws can now be changed or suspended by decree. And if we say that it's not at all believable that the military was unable to defend its own command center, the Pentagon, only on 9/11/01, but on every other day its defense is no problem, then we the people are the problem because we're asking questions. The only way 9/11 victims honored, you see, in the official version, is by asking nothing. Just sit there, shut up, pay your taxes, enjoy the wars. Oh, and did we mention shut up and pay your taxes? This is the official view upon the common man. If you ask questions, you're disavowing or slandering the name of the 9/11 victims according to the hate-filled message of officialdom. Well, as I noted in that column that I just read you a little bit of, AFP is launching an ongoing investigation of what's going on. We haven't had a whole lot in the paper as of especially recently, but now that January is drawing to a close, and before you know it, September will be here, these things will be heating up in the pages of AFP, and you're going to want to check it out. There's always the 18 weeks for 1776 special right here through RBN, through this weekly show. And that's by calling 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS. This inaugurating issue that I'm reading from is September 20/27, issue number 38/39, one of our double issues from 2010. You can ask for that particular issue just to examine the single copy, or you can get the subscription that I mentioned. Our website is AmericanFreePress.net. I believe we have a caller. Had to get through a little monologue here, try to get the callers on. Do we still have Glenn from Philly, I think it is? Is he still with us? Great. Glenn, you out there?
Hello, Mark. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Pretty well, yeah. Just solving
you
some issues.
Like, you sound like you're 30 feet away from the mic in a trash can.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a little odd. It actually should sound pretty close.
It sounds like you're yelling from another room.
Oh. Well, you know, the room I'm in is a big room. I'm not in my usual confines.
Right. But
you're I'm not in my usual underground bunker.
But that's okay. I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay. you know, I wanted to revisit the issue of elusive consensus again, just like with the chemtrails. 9/11, obviously, muddy waters and lots of different takes on it. And again, even on RBN, you have one host who forbids people to do no planes at the Pentagon, and you have another host, sometimes co-host of another host, who is an advocate of the no planes whatsoever model. So, and then, of course, you have some people who believe that the passenger planes hit the towers, others who believe that they were other planes hit the towers. But I'll just give you a real quick synopsis of my take on where I stand on this. Currently, let's see, I believe the view that says that the Twin Towers were taken down by a combination of airplane strikes, thermite cutter charges for the outer layers, and a, you know, curl chain of micro nukes for the core. And I would even suggest, even kind of suggest that the idea that the planting of this stuff may well have happened during the interim period between the first failed World Trade Center bombing and 9/11, when they conducted extensive maintenance and upgrades on the stairwells inside the building, supposedly for evacuation and safety. That would have been the perfect opportunity. It was a long-term thing with a lot of contractors crawling around in there. It would have been that perfect time for them to set everything up for the coup de grace.
Very well put, and I would note very quickly, Glenn, that in the coverage we have done in AFP since this inaugural issue I mentioned to go into the 10th year, we have pretty much printed that across the board with changes in details probably inevitable, and that is the planes, the thermite and thermate, both. Of course, thermate is thermite with sulfur in it, used to kind of cut the metal apart, the planes to create sort of a plausible deniability and diversion and maybe even to set off some things, kind of a fuse type thing. And then the internal explosions of whatever nature, mini nukes is one thing that we've postulated, to take care of the inner core. And if you've probably seen, maybe not, maybe you have, the plumes, the similarity of the plumes and the squibs and all that to military ordnances going off compared to the Twin Towers.
Right, with the plumes fit with the cutter charge, the thermite cutter charges, the angled cutter, you know, that cut the outer skin, the outer layers. And then,
yes.
And then the only thing that accounts for the phenomenal loss of physical mass is micronukes in the core to take that down. And so that, I think that, and then you had Marvin Bush, of course, running security, running interference for all that stuff as the head of security.
Let me note, too, that what you said earlier about other hosts having these other ideas, just so you know how it works, I come out here strictly with my own and that AFP has researched out as best we can, and I'm basically kind of indifferent or not even knowledgeable of what they're talking about. I will say that to say that there were no planes is a stretch, but I do believe, and AFP has printed stories that I think pretty much prove that the Pentagon was not actually struck by a plane.
No, I kind of subscribe to the missile theory myself. Although, again, the one host is vehement. Anyone who mentions it gets like slammed down instantly. You know.
Yeah, that's unfair because Craig Ranke did a film called The Pentagon, and The Pentagon and a follow-up film he did established very convincingly that the plane went up and over the Pentagon and that the plane flew north of the Citgo station over the Navy Annex, not south of those landmarks. It came in a different angle. It came in slowly, not fast. It didn't hit the building, and either an internal charge and or an external missile charge was used to actually make that hole.
Right.
Anyway, Glenn, thanks for calling. If you have some final thoughts, you can hang on till after.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739.
Returning to the air tonight, January 18, 2011. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press editor. We're getting into a shorter segment, getting to the bottom of the hour on this one-hour show. I've been doing this since the holidays to keep the American Free Press spirit and message weeknights on this network from 8 to 9 Central, 9 to 10 Eastern. And I'm going live as often as I can. And sometimes there's rebroadcasts and all that. But tonight, I'm at you live, talking about some key issues, the run-up to the 10th year of 9/11 that American Free Press is in the midst of working on. I've read from sort of the launching issue of that when we really kicked that off last September. And we had a good caller there, Glenn from Philadelphia, on some of the key aspects, sort of an overview of that. And many other things to share here on what's heating up in terms of the NAFTA Superhighway, a.k.a. Trans-Texas Corridor. After the bottom of the hour, I'll have a little bit to share on that, and that'll be a lead-up to having Terry Hall or another leading member of Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom on this show as soon as possible. So you can ask your questions. We can learn about how to keep Texas more free, and this is the biggest of the lower 48, so what happens here has a huge impact on the rest of the nation. And verifiable vote, electronic vote fraud is always one of my key issues, along with monetary reform, certainly. I have a number of issues that I stick with. American Free Press and RBN need not be neurotic about what they do or bouncing all over the place. There are certain issues that have to be followed religiously, and that's the way it's always going to work. And I'm understanding here I have a caller, Josh from Mississippi, I think. Josh, hey, you out there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
I just had a one discrepancy that I'd found in the whole 9/11 thing that I never really hear anyone mention. Have you ever listened to the audio tapes of the police dispatch and the fire dispatch?
Yes, segments of them. It's been a while, but yeah, they reported all sorts of anomalies and happenings. You're right. There's a whole treasure trove there.
The main discrepancy that I had heard in the whole thing, and I listened to it like 20 times, just trying to see if there was anything that was just like crazy out of place. And the one thing with the Port Authority, when they called to tell them to stay out of the elevators, number one, how did the Port Authority know that the elevators had been compromised? And number two, when the guys from the police department asked the Port Authority which tower the elevators were going bad in so that they could stay out of them in that tower, they said they didn't know, stay out of both. And I just thought it was odd that they would know enough to know that they couldn't use the elevators, but not know enough to know which elevators and which towers they couldn't use. And I guess that was it. I mean, if there were bombs planted anywhere, I would think they'd have to be somewhere either in the stairwell or the elevator shaft. And if they wanted these guys to stay out of the elevators, which I think was, you know, it's crucial that they had the ability to use them. So they needed to keep those in use as long as possible. Why would they shut those down without knowing exactly which one was the problem?
Yeah, very well stated. That is a very compelling point. I have not devoted the time that you have to listening to these transmissions. And, you know, that's an important place to be with the outlook that I have that the Pentagon was not actually struck by a plane. The researcher that I've met and gotten to know a little bit, Craig Ranke, I've met him on the news trail anyway, he directly interviewed people that were working at Arlington Cemetery near the Pentagon who saw the plane come up quite a ways north of where the plane path compared to the plane path or path of approach that we were told. North meaning north of the Citgo station over the Navy Annex, and then they corroborated separately as they were questioned. Different people at all these distinct vantage points corroborated that a plane did come in, but quite slowly, and they heard a noise. They didn't actually see it hit the Pentagon, and there was no wreckage, of course. The lawn was not disturbed.
So the whole
thing falls apart.
Have you seen the pictures of the Pentagon prior to the outside wall collapsing and the size of the hole and the discrepancies there? I mean, the hole wasn't even large enough for the damage prior to the collapse. Wasn't even large enough for, I mean, there's just no way, man. Absolutely no way. And you have to point out scientific facts, scientific arguments with people. You can't bring your own skepticism into it or your own feelings, because then people just turn you down and turn around and don't listen because they don't want to hear that something like that could have happened or was actually going on. But if you point out facts that people just can simply not refute, then that's to me the only way that you can actually turn this argument around.
Yeah, that's the hard part. What you just said, Josh, was, you know, you know certain things that don't add up, and yet we have this segment of the population that reflexively and with great servility and great passion grabs onto the government story for all it's worth, and they hang onto it for dear life, even though it's like hanging onto a raft that's drifting out to nowhere. And I really appreciate your call. A lot of food for thought. You know, I might listen for those transmissions. Try and go through them a little bit myself. You got me curious here. We got some messages coming up, and we got some more callers, more discussion of 9/11 and these other issues. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
6-3, Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
And now I return to the air. This is Mark Anderson coming at you on this show, American Free Press Hour here on RBN. We're getting into the final half hour after our fine advertisers have provided their messages to you. And we have some more callers. I'm getting into 9/11 a bit tonight. And as noted, I want to comment a little very quickly. Besides that, 18 weeks for 1776 American Free Press Special, can't beat it. Right here through RBN, that's 888-699-NEWS, 18 weeks of AFP, 1776, 888-699-NEWS. And as noted, I wanted to mention briefly that while I'll be having some guests on soon, at least one, on what's going on in this Texas legislative session with regards to the Trans-Texas Corridor, one of the things to look out for, and I'll mention briefly now, is that eminent domain land grabbing laws are reportedly getting even more onerous and more underhanded, as if that's even possible. And yet, from reliable sources, that's what I'm hearing. There'll be a lot of activity. You're going to want to pay close attention, those of you that are in Texas or care about Texas, to your state legislature. You're going to want to call them a lot. You're going to want to visit if you can. You got to get in with your state legislators because they can be a lot better in terms of allying with you to help, in turn, fight federal tyranny. We must enlist state legislators as our allies in the ongoing fight to restore lost freedoms. And this is an ideal issue to make that acquaintance with, to get that influence in there as best you can. I know it's not easy. Tell me about it. But eminent domain laws prompted to get worse, and unless we intervene, they very well could. And what I'm hearing is that private entities would no longer need to partner with government to grab land, at least not as much, and could almost more directly, that is, the land grabs could be almost directly via a private company or corporation with less involvement from government. But we'll be substantiating that a lot more in the shows that are coming up and in the pages of American Free Press. And so there's that issue. There's electronic vote fraud that I've had on this show. And, of course, tonight we're mainly discussing 9/11. We have some other callers. Let's get them on. We have Larry from Washington.
How you doing, Mark?
Good evening.
It was funny that you brought this subject up tonight. I want to relate a story that happened today. I went up to one of the Indian reservations to get some of the cheaper cigarettes. And a guy was driving by on a motorcycle, and he stopped, and we started talking, and he noticed I had a rainbow hat on. And we started talking, and I said, about Vietnam. I said, you heard about the Gulf of Tonkin? And he says, yeah, I know it was a lie. And I said, well, yeah. And then I started in on 9/11. Well, he was a sheepie. And I told him, and I said, well, why don't you look at military officers for 9/11 truth? And he said, oh, well, and he says, you know how long it takes to stack charges? And I said, oh, yes, and I'm quite familiar how long demolition charges take. And I says, well, if you make it that way, I said, go to architects and engineers for 9/11 truth. And, you know, he couldn't poo-poo these people away. And then we talked more and more about how to grow up in the government and all the lies. And then I remembered I just so happened to have that one book by Griffin, Debunking the Debunkers, stuck in the back of my car, so I ended up giving it to him. And I'm supposed to meet him in a week or so. He rides a motorcycle, and so do I, and we're going to go ride. And I said, well, you just make sure when I talk to you, you discuss that book with me. And it's hard to really convince people that, I mean, if I believe that the Gulf of Tonkin never happened, you wouldn't believe that our government would do 9/11. It's hard.
Okay. Hey, Larry, just so you know, we're getting a little bit of interference. Are you on a cell phone? Okay. We've been having a little technical problem with that call. Could have been a cell phone in a bad place or the proverbial bird on a wire, ladies and gentlemen. And just to keep things moving, maybe we'll hear from Larry again with better reception. We have Tom from Washington.
Hello. How you doing, Mark?
Good evening.
Good evening. Hey, first of all, I just want to say thanks a lot for all that you do there at American Free Press. Got a newspaper next to me here, and I don't know, all those people out there that aren't subscribing, I definitely recommend it. I've been a subscriber now for maybe 2 years, and just fantastic work. A couple of your callers alluded to the no-plane theory, which I think is interesting. I've been tuned into 9/11. And the fraud, the hoax for quite some time. And that's one of the latest things that I've seen that I thought was rather interesting. There's one film in particular called September Clues. I don't know if any of your previous callers commented on that film. I've got a link to it at my website, which is anti-NWO.com or anti-theworldorder.com. I'm just wondering, have you seen any of that information? Have you taken a look at the no plane theory? And if so, what your take is on that?
You mean for the Twin Towers?
Right.
You know, I've sat the fence on that one, and I have to confess that I probably should look at it more often. As you've already heard, I don't believe a plane hit the Pentagon. But the Pentagon was a, in a sense, more clear-cut thing. You didn't have the vast amount of wreckage from entire structures coming all the way down. You had something you could look at that wasn't too marred or too much changed, although it was, of course, bad and tragic in the loss of life. But it wasn't such a vast change in the physical property or physical appearance of the area where you couldn't distinguish things. You could see very clearly that a plane flying that low, as implausible as that is aeronautics-wise, just would have left some kind of wreckage. But when it comes to the towers and that whole deception thing, I know there's a lot of anomalies. Like, I think there were questions on how the media's cameras were so well-placed so soon. Maybe that's not as mysterious as it sounds, but I'm just going through by memory purely right now, and that it's possible that some sort of time-lapse trickery was used. I'm only familiar with the very broad concepts of what might have happened to simulate the images of planes, but in fact, they really weren't there. I'm not saying it's not possible. Just because something's possible doesn't mean they did it. But if it's possible, there would have been a temptation to do it, perhaps, depending on what the plotters had in mind. But it's a very interesting line of inquiry for the Sherlock Holmes out there, that's for sure.
Right, right. Yeah, I think it's just definitely something else that should be looked at. And
absolutely.
And that particular film does raise some very interesting questions, which is September Clues. So.
September Clues, huh? You know, I would be very intrigued, you know, kind of like a Holmes-Watson sort of thing. You know, sometimes you have to look at these things almost academically because it can get very upsetting if you look at it through an emotional lens. And, you know, that's what the powers that be want. They want us to always look at things through emotions. They're going to want us to mourn the loss of those who died in Tucson, Arizona by that shooter. They're going to want us to mourn forever. They still want us to mourn the passing of JFK. You know, we're supposed to never get past the grief stage in this country. We're supposed to just mourn at forever.
And fear everything.
Go on.
And fear. Fear everything. Fear guns. Fear terrorists. Fear your neighbor.
To be constantly upset or in a state of fear. Never get to that intellectual stage where you can dispassionately sort these things out. You know?
Right.
And that's the main part of the propaganda that I think keeps people trapped in turning this 9/11 thing around, is they've got people so scared and so emotionally wrapped up in this. And they're in the process of doing it now with this Jared Lugner, who we're told did this dastardly deed in Tucson. And, of course, they gave him the proverbial middle name. They all get a middle name, you know. James Earl Ray Lee Harvey Oswald Jared Lee Lugner. I think it's Lee. But, you know, it's such a stock modus operandi, stock operation anymore. But, you know, I'm gonna check that out, what you're referring to. As I mentioned earlier to other callers, you know, the first responder transmissions deserve more scrutiny. It's just such a voluminous amount of material to go through in that regard. But I appreciate the call.
All right. Thanks. Have a good night.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Okay, we're still in the sort of the latter end of this long segment. The hour goes by quick. I think we still have Eric from Georgia with us. You out there, Eric?
Yes. I just want to make a comment. A previous caller raised a possible discrepancy as far as the Port Authority requesting that elevators not be used. I just want to say that at least in some organizations, based on my experience, not using the elevators in an emergency situation as a standard operations procedure. You don't use elevators during emergency situations. So I'm thinking that a concern, identifying that as a concern may be misplaced.
Yeah, there might be two ways of looking at it. That what you're saying is typically true of most emergencies. Maybe this was a different motivation for not wanting them to use the elevators, but yes, that common sense and experience would tell me that that's true, that not using elevators in the norm would be something you don't do, or excuse me, not using them would be something you'd obey or honor in an emergency. This could have been a different situation perhaps, but yet that one you have to kind of weigh it out, I suppose, upon reflection. That's true.
That's all I had. I just wanted to point that out, that you know, it might not be a real cause of concern.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Eric, and I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling. I would add, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's more intriguing, really, is that the Port Authority in New York and New Jersey, of course, was brought in as the original owner or operator, I guess you'd say, of the World Trade Center. Now, the World Trade Center, about 16 acres, was conceived by your friends and mine, David and Nelson Rockefeller, two of the most despicable people that have ever walked the earth. And one of them is still with us, to our great dismay. At any rate, they were largely behind, if not solely behind, planning and establishing the World Trade Center. And true to Rockefeller form, they got with the Port Authority in New York and New Jersey and made that the sort of quasi-public agency that would shoulder the cost of this thing. And that's how Rockefellers work. It's private profits, public expense. Everything the Rockefellers have ever done is based basically on how can we make the profits all of ours and how can we make all the expenses all the public's. Even David Rockefeller's Museum of Modern Art, according to the late biographer and social critic Ferdinand Lundberg, MoMA, as they call it, Museum of Modern Art, has been subsidized very heavily by the taxpayers, and I believe that's the same octogenarian Bilderberger trilateralist CFR guy that gets a farm subsidy, because we can just see Dave out there farming, can't we? Just like a Amish guy with the hand plow and the horse. Yeah, that's Dave for you. That's the image that we see. And so through the whole Rockefeller system, through the whole family, it's public expense, private profit. How do we make the suckers pay? And they were heavily involved in getting the World Trade Center up and running, and the involvement of the Port Authority in New York and New Jersey, and Nelson Rockefeller, when he was governor of New York and was building huge edifices up there in honor of himself, would eventually take over the Twin Towers and move a lot of the New York State jobs, the government jobs, just to fill them, because they couldn't fill these monstrosities, these phallic monstrosities. Pardon the metaphor, I can't resist. I think they're kind of like guys that need a sports car, if you get my drift. And at any rate, they, Nelson that is, put a lot of state jobs into the largely empty Twin Towers to get leases, to get tenants in there, because they were huge, 110 stories each of needless space. I understand a cool, very interesting old neighborhood was torn asunder just to build these edifices of shame, these reflections of the twin Rockefeller egos, David and Nelson. In fact, New Yorkers even referred to the towers as David and Nelson in the early days, in the 70s, when the Twin Towers were built, as a testimony to the Mount Ego that those two boys climbed their whole lives. And so the Port Authority in New York and New Jersey actually fits in a different way, and that's some very interesting history that some good historians, a little bit of my own research, and others have uncovered over the years. It's very interesting. If they, the Rockefellers, were involved in putting the Twin Towers together, the planning, hiring the architects and engineers and all that, I'm not sure of all the exact involvements without looking it up, but if they were involved in creating and building the structures, then ... could they have been involved in, well, you know. So, a lot of food for thought there. A very interesting passage in American history. with the usual skullduggery of the Rockefellers, front and center, like usual. Tremendous audacity. You know, when I visited Rockefeller Center in 07, I was walking around, and true to form, on one of the walls inscribed was a hammer and a sickle. Not in the Soviet form, but a basic kind of laborer, an image of a laborer holding a hammer and a sickle. And it just shows that super monopoly capitalism and communism are much closer together than you think. We're told that they're polar opposites, but actually they're kissing cousins or close siblings. So visiting Rockefeller Center was full of that imagery, and it's something that's kind of etched in my mind, just as the hammer and sickle were etched in the wall. We'll be right back with a little bit more of my comments, news, and views, and stay tuned.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
1-800-963-0232.
And I am back faster than a Bureau of Printing and Engraving printing press running off Federal Reserve notes back on the air to you. This is Mark Anderson, American Free Press, continuing to host this weeknight American Free Press Hour here in RBN, having a good time doing it, going live as much as I can. It's like having a two-brimmed hat. Don't know whether I'm coming or going, but that's just the way it goes. Anyway, there's a clarification from the caller, Josh, from earlier, to communicate to Eric and anyone else who's listening, that they only shut down specific elevators, not all the elevators in the Twin Towers, they being the Port Authority in New York, New Jersey. So it was more a specific thing, not a blanket shutdown that you would expect in a normal emergency, is what Josh is saying. A very important point of clarity there. So having said that, just some parting thoughts. I appreciate everyone's calls, sticking to topic on 9/11. And we can hope that as we go through this year and get to that 10th anniversary, that we can meet the intensifying propaganda with a counter message of truth. Yes, there are things that don't add up. There are things that are hard to sort out. The no planes at the towers thing is a tough one. Sometimes if you overstate your case, then you lose your audience when you're trying to get through to the truth. I think the Pentagon provides a more clear-cut, less ambiguous area for to believe that the U.S. didn't even defend its own military command center, the most sophisticated military command center known to man, along with NORAD, is just beyond preposterous. They didn't defend it because they had no intention of defending it. It is not because of follow-ups. It is not because of blunders. If they didn't defend the Pentagon, it's because they had no intention of doing it. I've always believed the former bureaucrat, I believe he was a transportation official, Norman Mineta, who, when he testified to the vaunted 9/11 Commission, said that he was right there when Cheney in the White House basement, Dick Cheney, not Lon Cheney, gave the stand-down order and maintained that stand-down order. I've never seen any reason not to believe Norman Mineta. That's a very important point, just like the Pentagon itself. And it's just beyond preposterous to think that the military would not defend its own. And so the Pentagon, I think, is one of our keystones, our Rosetta Stone, sort of, in getting through this. If you stick with the Twin Towers, there's more anomalies there. Of course, they can't be ignored. And Shanksville, Pennsylvania, there would have also been some wreckage. The missile hit the ground in Shanksville, some sort of missile. It's quite clear. It couldn't have been really anything else. You have to use the process of deduction. And then there's pretty good evidence, based in part by a book by AFP writer Victor Thorne and others, that the actual plane went down over New Baltimore, Pennsylvania, and actual objects fell out of the sky, seats, magazines, everything. And the evidence of that is pretty good. And, of course, the area was vacuumed clean by our ever-present officials that are defending our freedom at their every waking moment. That's why we pay them tax dollars, because they're so interested in our freedom. Okay, so that's the way to look at it, I believe, as we get into this 10th year more deeply, and the propaganda is bound to heat up to keep us scared, to keep us guessing, to keep us on the emotional grief level. But don't let it happen. Keep sorting out the facts. I'll do the same. Keep listening. Don't forget that AFP special on subscriptions, 888-699-NEWS, 18 weeks for $17.76. So we'll see you next time here on the air on RBN. Stay tuned and stay free.